Breaking down barriers, breaking through walls, breaking out of boundaries, breaking away from fear, Break Through Radio. With Let the Sunshine In. I am so happy to be back with you on a Sunday morning. I've been gone for a long time and I am so happy to be back doing this. I'm going to go right into my topic. Today's topic is the calling, and I'm going to read from Ephesians, the fourth chapter, the first through the fourth verse. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. I kind of went down a little bit further to the sixth verse, and I'm just talking about your calling this morning. And this is such a timely message for me. A lot of times when I do speak from the word, I start with the scripture that applies to me. The first word that jumps out of here, of course, is calling. The calling. And when you say the word call, what goes with that is an answer. You know, what are you called to do and what is your answer? Have you said yes? Have you told the Lord yes? Or are you running from your calling? Do you know what your calling is? Have you pursued the call that's on your life? And sometimes we think that a call is restricted to ministry, and it's not. When we read, we go down, we talk about vocation. And when I looked up the word vocation, it said something that you deeply desire to spend as your life's work. I'm going to say that again, a deep desire to do something as your life's work. Sometimes we minimize the word vocation to just mean work. No, it says something you deeply desire as your life's work. So that part-time job that you're working just to make ends meet, that's not your vocation. That job that may be full-time that you hate, that's not your vocation. And I strongly believe that we can find employment and make a living in our vocation and what we strongly desire to do. But that requires faith. Some people work a job and they do their vocation separately. That's up to you. But whatever it is that you're supposed to do, you owe it to yourself to do it. I've claimed 2015 as the year of passion. You will see me hashtag passion 2015. Because at the end of last year for me was a year of learning. I said that I feel like I owe somebody tuition because I learned so much about myself, about what God was calling me to do, about the restrictions that I had placed on my life. And I just began to look at all of the things that God had given me. He gave me all of the tools. And when you talk about a vocation and when you talk about a calling, how do you find that calling? How do you know what it is, what you're supposed to do? First of all, it's tied to your gift. And you will find that if the desire in you is strong enough, if it's something that you want so bad that you want to make it your life's work, if you pursue that with all of your hearts, God will open up a way for you to do so. Remember, you are created by God. The desires within you come from God. And He has not created anything or anyone that He cannot sustain. So if He created you, and if He placed that desire in you, then He will give you the tools necessary to walk worthy of that vocation. But you have to want it bad enough. You have to walk worthy of. You have to pursue it. You have to learn about it. You have to be willing to tell the Lord, yes, and it says, with all lowliness and meekness. Lowliness and meekness, these are some deep words, because sometimes we think that lowliness and meekness, we kind of make that an interaction or restrict that to our interactions with others. Well, I don't think I'm better than other people, so I have lowliness and I have meekness. Not necessarily true. Sometimes lowliness and meekness means that you're willing to get your hands dirty, that you're willing to take something, that you're willing to go through something. See, sometimes we think that, oh, I can't do that. I'm not willing to go through that. I'm too good for that. I don't deserve that. It's not about what you deserve, because my Bible said that the wages of sin is death. So we all deserve to die. But God so graciously sent his son, Jesus Christ, so that we could have life and that more abundantly. And the way to achieve that abundant life is through walking worthy of the vocation wherewith we are called. So we have to be willing to be meek and humble and lowly. And that means doing things that we thought we would never have to do. You got to be able to do some grunge work sometimes. There are going to be things that's going to happen to you that you didn't deserve. There are people who are going to hurt you that you have not done anything to. That does not give you any excuse to quit, to give up. You've still got to keep going. You've still got to keep doing it. You've got to want it bad enough to persevere through it all. Long suffering. You got to be able to wait for it. It's not going to happen overnight. While you're working, you've got to work. You've got to keep going. You've got to keep doing it. You can't say, well, I've done this for 5 years. I'm tired. I'm not doing it no more. Number six may be your year. You never know. But you, if it's something that you are willing to make your life's work, if it's something you're willing to spend your life doing, a lifetime. You got a whole lifetime of long suffering. So you have to have some patience for bearing one another in love. And there it is, because your vocation is not all about you. We were created to love each other and to interact with each other and to edify each other. So what your vocation is in some way should bless and edify someone else, endeavoring to keep the unity of the spirit in the bond of peace. Do you know people who can't get along with anybody? Everybody you meet, they have a problem with them. They can't get along with anybody at work. They can't get along with anybody at the house. They can't get along with anybody in the church. It's just something wrong everywhere they go. When you have that kind of mentality or attitude, you stifle your own productivity and you limit the effectiveness of your vocation. As a matter of fact, you cannot walk worthy of your vocation. We are supposed to be able to have peace, the unity of the spirit in the bond of peace. We should be able to work together and have peace with each other and have peace with everybody. And then one of my favorite parts, there's one body, one spirit, as ye are called, even to on the hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. We have all these different churches. We have all of these different denominations. And we even have rifts and divisions within denominations. You have rifts and divisions within churches, within congregations. That is just foolishness. There is one God, there is one heaven. So, you know, I listen to these pastors and these preachers, and they have this person and this preacher who they don't like. And I'm thinking, okay, it's one Lord, it's one faith, it's one baptism, it's one heaven. So one of you are not going to make it. And we need to consider that in the way that we work together and see walking worthy of your vocation. Vocation is a very personal thing, but it benefits everybody. If you focus on your vocation and if you do your job, if you tell the Lord yes and do what he told you to do, don't mind other people's business. Don't try to control other people's business. Don't try to get into anybody else's calling and vocation. Just mind yours and do what God told you to do, then you will be able to work peaceably with everybody else. And you will have unity, because it's like a puzzle. We are all, it says one body, one body, one body with many members. So I might be the hand, you may be the foot, you may be the eye, you may be the leg, you may be the knee. We need all of us. But if I'm the hand and I'm trying to see, now I'm messing up the body. And that causes confusion. And that makes the body not work. So when we all are walking worthy and doing what we're supposed to do, our life's work, if we're getting our life's work done, and if we're answering that call, then not only do we please the Lord, but we can live a life and have peace and joy, and we can live that abundant life that Jesus promised to us, life more abundantly, just by focusing on that vocation and answering that call.